بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته، ولا أمة بعد أمته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم، ربي زدني علما. Respected علماء الكرام, حفاظ of the Quran, brothers and elders, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. عمر بن عبد العزيز رحمه الله, he was known as the second عمر, عمر ثاني. He says, أدركنا السلف وهم لا يرون العبادة في الصوم ولا في الصلاة ولكن في الكف عن أعراض الناس. عمر, who was a very towering scholar, pious personality of his time, he would say that we found our predecessors and the pious of the time, if we had to ask them the definition of what is great ibadat, then it wasn't in salah, in fasting, in roza. He says ibadat, we would consider it that our focus would be, yes, we would perform our salah and fast, our requirements, our fara'id, but we would focus our attention and an ibadah was to avoid insulting or degrading the next Muslim brother. We didn't want to steal the respect of honor of people around anyone who's part of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that the pauper and the muflis, the poor person on the day of qiyamah, will come with a lot of salah, fasting, roza, zakat, building of masajid, helping, but due to him trampling and violating the rights of the Muslim brothers in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of that reward will be lost. Mulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah famously quoted about him, when people would go to his khanka and they would sit around to take benefit from Hazrat, then sometimes he would ask the people, that why you came, what's your intention, what exactly was the reason for you coming. And then the famous words Hazrat used to say, that if you want to become a buzruk, you know, become very pious, I can show you a lot of khankas and masajid, you say, stay for itikaf and have your ta'alluq with the senior people. But if you want to become insan, a human being, then you can stay here. Here we will teach you basic etiquette, normal mannerisms, things, adab, etiquette, how you just need to become a normal human. And amongst the many qualities that we need to concentrate on, one of the qualities, if we look into the life, the noble life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to appreciate any little contribution and effort of people around him in society. Any sahabi had a little to offer, that was appreciated. One of the mubarak and the blessed names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ash-shakur. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuthibul thawab al-jazil ala al-amal al-qalil. We will present broken few amal and deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but He rewards us immensely for it. Little bit we do, it's appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran Sharif is revealed on Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The recitation of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have been the best. Any person would want to listen to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting Quran. Yet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he called Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. So he says, Ya O Abdullah, I want you to read Quran for me. Recite Quran Sharif for me. So Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah, أقرأ عليك وعليك أنزل. I must recite Quran for you when Quran Sharif was revealed upon you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, oh Abdullah, I want to, وَحِبُّ أَنْ أَسْمَعَهُ مِنْ غَيْرِي. I want to listen to someone else reciting the Quran Sharif. So Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu anhu recited the Quran Sharif. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was listening. Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu anhu says, I continued with my recitation. I came across a certain verse. And then Nabi Sam said, Hasbuk. Abdullah, enough, enough. So I turned, I read. Nabi Sam is saying, enough. Suddenly I see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is tearing. He's crying. But that heart of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not considering himself to be the embodiment of wahi and revelation, and I will do everything, he is nurturing the readers of tomorrow. He says, oh Abdullah, I want to listen from you. You also recite. And this was a secret quality in the people of the past. Perhaps the personality recited the best Quran Sharif. Or maybe he gave the best Quran. Or the best bayan. But after any qira'ah, if he heard someone else reciting Quran Sharif, then he will go to that person. MashaAllah, Hafiz Sahab, you read so well. I was touched by it. Allah make you a qari one day. One of our colleagues in the madrasa, we asked him, like, you know, we are doing qira'ah now. It wasn't easy. It was taxing to do qira'ah with the alim class. So qari sahab in the class, he's asking all the students, why, where you want to become qari? Why you want to do qira'ah de sab'ah? Why you want to? So he's asking every person. And one of the students in the class said, he says, qari sahab, I want to become, because one day when I read on the minbar, then the Imam Sahib tapped me and he says, inshallah, you'll become the Qari one day, inshallah, of our masjid. So he gave me words of encouragement. I am motivated. I want to become one Qari. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was that quality. Appreciate any person's contribution to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's many doors to Jannah. Sometimes we concentrate on a department, an aspect, or some aspect of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we feel someone is falling short in it, you see how he's going to get high stages of Jannah. As if Jannah is only that door that I am taking. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man anfaqa zawjain fi sabirillah. That person who spends a pair, two things in the path of Allah, then du'iya min abwabil Jannah. Then the doors of Jannah will, one of the doors of Jannah will announce, you say, Abdullah, hadha khair. It will call him, please enter. You give sadaqah fi sabirillah, come. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man kana min ahli salah. That person who was, salah was his life. Every tahajjud salah, he couldn't miss the tahajjud salah. Salatul awabin, salatul ishraq, salatul duha. All the salawat, nawafil, tahiyyatul masjid, tahiyyatul wudu. All the different salawat were in his life. On the day of qiyamah, one of the doors of Jannah will call him. One of the doors of Salah will call him. He say, Ya Abdullah, you enter from me. Salah was striking in your life. You enter. Man kana min ahlil jihad. That person who had jihad deep down in his heart and his desire was to become shaheed. And he met martyrdom. He became a shaheed. Then he'll be called from the doors of jihad. And every person will be called from one of the doors of Jannah. The lesson is, there's multiple doors to enter into Jannah. Not only the door that I know of, not only that path I am treading. People will enter into doors on the day of Qiyamah, perhaps you will get shocked. See, Mawlana, like, Ya Allah, how is he so high in Jannah? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was addressing the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if a person is called from any of these doors of Jannah, mashallah, so good. There's no need, there's no requirement. He wouldn't have any desire. If one door of Jannah has to call him, I mean, that's a great honor. But just for the records, Ya Rasulullah, هَلْ يُدْعَى أَحَدٌ مِّنْهَا كُلِّهَا. Is there any being who will be called from all of the doors of Jannah? Every door will be calling his name. Any possibility of that? Nabi Sallam says, Naam, Abu Bakr, yes. وَأَرْجُ أَن تَكُونَ مِنْهُمْ. And you will be that personality. That whenever there was an opportunity, his fingers were in it. Any opportunity to uplift society, Whether it got to do the promoting of the deen, the name of Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, helping, nusrat, any aspect, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is in the forefront. He wants to do some khidmat in that opportunity. This is for me. So he wants to get his Jannah in that avenue, in whichever way. Allahu Akbar, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Anas radiallahu anhu, his mother brought him. He says, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is what I have to offer to you. Anas radiallahu, he must make your khidmah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anas is small, eventually faqadila. Nabi sallam accepted him. Okay. Anas radiallahu anhu, 10-year-old youngster, wants to be the khadim e khas of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Big sahaba around, he wants to be the khadim. Nabi sallam accepted him. But the mother said, you have to make dua for him. So Nabi sallam made dua for him. Allahumma akfir malahu wa waladahu. Ya Allah, increase for him his wealth and his children. Atil umrah. Give him a long life, barakah in his life. وَأَدْخِلْهُ الْجَنَّةِ Bless him with Jannah. Anas radiallahu anhu said two things I saw. Allahumma akfir malahu wa waladahu. Ya Allah, give him barakah in his wealth and his children. He says, from my progeny, I had seen 100 people in my progeny. When it came to my orchard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave so much of barakah, compared to every other orchard, my orchard would bear fruit twice a year. The dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his age that he lived, difference of opinion, close to 100 years old, Anas radiallahu anhu. He says, the third dua, I'm very hopeful it will be accepted. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, that, oh my Allah, enter him and usher him into Jannah. So too, I saw the acceptance of it. But look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam considering that he's a khadim, young boy, appreciating whatever he can do. Anas radiallahu anhu, one day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to do some work. He sent him on an errand. So Anas radiallahu anhu was going to do the work. As he passed by, there were some friends of his and youngsters all playing. So Anas radiallahu anhu joined in them. He's also playing with them. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realized there's some delay from the time I sent him. Why hasn't he come? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes looking. He sees Anas radiallahu anhu playing with the youngsters. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't scold him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taps in on the back. Anas, with a smile, don't forget the work. Anas, don't forget the work. Anas radiallahu anhu quickly goes. He does the work, he comes back. Subhanallah. Anas radiallahu anhu and sahaba used to pride themselves with the khidmat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because when you appreciate a little, and you say that jazakumullahu khairan, and whatever little a person gives you, you're happy with it. That promotes growth. A person feels like, I need to do more for him. He's appreciating. So whichever level of leadership we may be, because kullukum ra'in. And this was that speciality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had the galaxy of sahaba. He had the temperament of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. We said jiha for everything. He had the temperament of Umar radiallahu anhu. Da'ni, adrib unuqa hadha al-munafiq. Leave me, I'll kill him. Islam says, Umar, calm down. Calm down. Let me explain the situation. He had different personalities around him. Every one of them. He had Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, who felt you couldn't keep extra money. And he would get very upset with people. He says, why is it that your servant looks of a lower and inferior condition than you? Why do you have two pairs? Or why do you have two garments and he has one? Incorrect. You must have one. He must have one. And if you have two, he must also have two. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the potential, the strengths of every sahabi, and he grew him. And he realized what was the weaknesses and what was amiss in a person, and he highlighted that to the person. And with love and with mahabba. And every person felt wanted in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone, whoever did any bit, he felt like I was most important. Subhanallah, the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, the Azwaji Mutahharat knew that Aisha radiallahu anha was the favorite. But that wasn't like blatantly just said that she is my favorite. They could sense it for many reasons. But everyone felt I was the closest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sahaba radiallahu anhum, everyone felt like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appreciates me. Look at the time he gives me. Look at the attention he gives. So that seerah of Rasulullah, that point, if you can bring it into our lives, we will be breathing a very healthy environment and situation, society and community and families. Ibrahim alayhi salam, his son Ismail gets married. Hadith appears in Bukhari Sharif and other books of ahadith. So when his son gets married, after some time he comes to pay a visit. When he comes home, then he sees that, knocks on the door, a lady comes out, and this lady, he makes salam with this lady, and he asks her, how's life? Like, how's your living conditions? So she says, نَحْنُ بِشَرٍ فِي دِيقٍ وَشِدَّ. Life is difficult, tough. You know, things are bad. She says, okay. And asked a few questions, and she gave answers. He says, okay, where's your husband? He says, no, he's gone out for some work. He says, okay, when he comes back, they're realizing that's the son's house, Ismail alayhi salam. When he comes back, give him my salams. He says, okay. Any other message? Tell him, غَيِّرْ عَتَبَةَ بَابِهِ. He must change the stoop of his door. Give him a message. She never understood it. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam comes back. He sent something, so he asked the wife, everything's okay? She says, yes. Any guess, anything happened? Yeah, one old man came. One old man came. She says, okay, what the old man said? So he asked me about our living conditions, and I told him things are not good. We're really suffering. You know, things are just not how it's supposed to be. She says, okay. Any message? He says, yeah, I must change the stoop of my door. I'm not too sure what upgrade is required. You need to change the stoop of the door. He says, okay. That's my father. That old man you're talking about, that's my father. Meaning, in a derogatory ways, like lowly, old man came. He says, no, that's my father. Anyway, he gives salam to me. When he said, change the stoop, he said that I must change my wife. I must give talak to you and get someone else because I don't have someone who's appreciative of our situation. Ismail alayhi salam gets married. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam comes few years later. Same situation, knocks on the door, makes salam. How are you? Alhamdulillah, everything. How's living conditions? Alhamdulillah, everything is very good. مَا طَعَامُكُمْ What do you all eat? اللَّحْمُ We have meat. What do you all drink? الْمَا We drink water. Simple meal. He says, okay. How's your husband? No, alhamdulillah. She's thanking Allah for everything. He says, okay, when your husband comes, give him my salams. Tell him that he must just keep the stoop of his door. Ismail alayhi salam comes back. Many years later. Same questions. And then he says that that is my father. He is happy with you as my wife. And he says I must maintain and keep this relationship. But that quality of appreciating whatever situation we find ourselves in, the moment you look towards your neighbors, yes, we know قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ is about the opposite gender. That the moment you extend that eye to the opposite gender, you are attracted. The moment a person is going to look at his neighbor's wife, there's going to be problems in your house. It's definitely going to be a problem. If you're not going to maintain hijab and parda when dealing with someone else's problem, you will ask her to give divorce, she's in problems, and you will make a good intention, I need to look after her. Say, no, I need to look after her. Husband never looked after her. And then there's fire in your own home. But although ulama speak about that in just the nazar, you know, looking at the opposite gender, ulama say, we should also lower our gazes when it comes to the wealth of others. When you see the good car and good house, lower your gaze and say, Alhamdulillah, laka alhamdu wa laka shukri ya Rab. Ya Allah, I thank you for the car I have. Else if you're going to look at his Ferrari, you say, ya Allah, Toyota, are we going to reach Jobo quickly? Ya Allah, something better now. You're going to complain about the house you do have. But the moment you lower that gaze, you'll appreciate, Alhamdulillah. Imagine if the people of Gaza were in my situation. They'll make shukr to Allah for what I have. Mawlana Mahmud al-Hassan. Both of them were Mahmud al-Hassan. The first ustad and the first student of Darul Uloom Dioband. So the ustad passes away. Mawlana Mahmud al-Hassan. Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahimullah sees him in a vision, in a dream. And he asks him, he says, Hazrat, how did you fare with Allah? He says, Allahu Akbar, mashallah, Allah forgive me. He says, rightfully so. I mean, you founded such a great madrasa. This is going to be a fountain for students around the world. Who would have known that students somehow will have their link to Darul Deoband living in South Africa? Establishing madaris and furthering that phase and that noor of nubuwwat in South Africa and around the different parts of Africa and the world. So he says, no, not for that. I said, like, what else you got Jannat for? He says, no, one day when I came home and the food was presented to me. It was a long day, tiredest day. So food was presented and I took a morsel and I put it in my mouth. And I realized the salt was less. But I didn't ask her whether the recipe changed. I didn't ask her, you forgot to put salt on the list. I didn't say even pass the salt from the kitchen. I just made sabr. I kept quiet. I said, Alhamdulillah, at least there is some food on the table. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you appreciated my favor. Why shouldn't I appreciate that gesture of yours? Take Jannah for you. A simple thing. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئاً. No small deed should we ever look down upon. And feel this is a small deed. We don't know sometimes the smallest of deeds you never paid attention to. But because you did it with ikhlas is accepted by Allah. And the biggest of things you did, perhaps there was glamour and show and people to appreciate. And Allah says there was a compromise in your ikhlas and sincerity. It wasn't on 100%. It was there. There was. You fought. You tried. It was in the 90s, but it wasn't 100. So sometimes that small thing, you know, you would do with sincerity will take us a very long way. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we spoke about this quality, الشكور. Allah appreciates the small things we do. Person was walking, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, person was walking and he finds that غُسْنَ شَوْكٍ فِي عَلَى الطَّرِيق. He finds that there is one branch on the road, it's disturbing the travelers. So he stops, he moves that branch. That's all he did. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated such a small action of his. Small action. He moves a branch. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him Jannah on that action. One person was feeling thirsty. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bainama rajulun yamshi. Bittariq, person was feeling thirsty. So he needed water. Found a well. He goes down into the well. He drinks. Quenches his thirst. He walks, comes up. When he comes up, then he sees there's a dog. And this dog, which we know is najis, napak. If its saliva has to touch us, then we have to change our clothes. But he felt that this dog is also thirsty, just as I was thirsty. He goes down and he makes qurbani and sacrifice. He takes out his leather sock for a dog. He takes out his leather sock. He fills it with water. There's no string. He holds that leather sock with his feet. He climbs up the well and he presents that water to the thirsty dog. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated his gesture, granted him Jannah. Simple action. So we don't know what simple things we will do. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna laka fil baha'imi la ajara. Any good deed you do to any living being is appreciated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's my creation. And how more so do we have the creation of Allah, meaning the ummah of Nabi Sam has a right over us, that we be careful, we be cautious as to how we speak, how we talk. One king, he had a dream. Just to understand that we be careful regarding our speech. We shouldn't be saying things that would hurt someone's feelings. So the person had a dream, the king. In his dream, he sees that all his front teeth fall down. So he called one alim who was he could interpret dreams. So he says, Mawlana, Sheikh, I had this dream, all my front teeth fell down. So interpretation of dream is not the cup of tea of everyone. You'll have to go to certain people, Allah has given them a gift. So he says, Mawlana, Sheikh, I had this dream. So Sheikh says, okay, what it means, all your family members are going to die in front of you because your front teeth. He says, okay, he got very upset, he killed him. The next person came, he gave the same interpretation. He was very upset. He says, imprison him. He called the third person. He's very upset. He says, how is it? You know, I'm going to stand all alone and everyone's going to die in front of me. So the third person came. He says, this is the dream. So he listened to the dream. He says, Allahu Akbar, Mubarak, Mubarak, O Bacha. Allah is going to bless you with such long life, you're going to outlive all of your family members. Allah will give you a lot of barakah. He says, mashallah, he come down. It's the same message. Everyone's going to die in front of you. But the manner in which he said it was appreciated. So we have to be careful the manner in which we speak to people. So small things sometimes will take us very far. And sometimes one statement can break our hearts. One statement, you say, can break our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. That akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into us. We appreciate any little that people do for us. We can apply this in our homes, in our families, with our children, with the family. And there shouldn't be any level of expectation. We shouldn't expect anything from any person. But this would come into us when we make an effort, when we make sacrifice, when we make an effort. The effort, Iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. Ulama give the example, is like a tree. And the branches of Iman would be salah, fasting, jihad, sadaqah, khair, all good deeds. All the different branches and the different ibadat. And your akhlaq is like the fruit of the tree. The sabr, the shukr, the patience, the manner of speaking, you know, respect for people. These are all the fruits of the tree. No person goes into his yard and takes a hose pipe and he's watering the mangoes or the fruit on the tree. You take the water and you water the roots of the tree. The tree does the rest of the job. You'll get a good fruit and crop coming out from the tree. What we need to do is concentrate on our iman. Yes, the moment we water that roots of iman, then the branches get stronger. Suddenly you want to wake up not only for fajr, you want to be at tahajjud. Then the fruits will be tasty. Your akhlaq, everyone wants to interact with you. I wish I can work for him. Allahu Akbar, look at his akhlaq. I want to work for him also. So subhanallah, how can we water the roots of our trees? 8th, 9th, 10th. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Tomorrow, Sunday, and on Monday, there will be talks of how we can water and we can go to a catchment area. Yes, we can all water our trees with the watering cans in our homes. But this is a catchment area where there will be a lot of mashayikh and seniors and ulama. And the moment the ummah gathers together, Allah gets very happy. He says, all of you are gathered together for what? Only iman. Allahu Akbar. Allah looks at everyone with love and muhabbat now. And we have that opportunity to take part in the ijtima in Peter Maritzburg from tomorrow, Zohar Salah till Monday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.